When I was in Seattle last year, the state of Washington passed the Death with Dignity Act, which basically legalized physician-assisted suicide. And as you can guess, there were a lot of people on either side of the question, people who had very strong opinions. And I get kind of tired of people who have very strong opinions without knowing a lot about the actual on-the-ground reality. And that's why I really liked hearing from these two paramedics, Roger and Sylvia, who deal with death all the time and completely supported the Physician-Assisted Suicide Act. Here's Roger.
I would like to see a family physician engage the family as to what will happen when the inevitable comes. And I think most people end up making the correct, compassionate, humane decision, but they need permission to make that decision. They need the permission to be told that it's okay to not want to resuscitate your loved one. My perception is those conversations don't take place at least as often as they should. That's why we get involved in some of these things where no conversation has taken place, but clearly the person was nearing the end of their natural life.
Right, I think people have this view that when somebody that they love dies, the person, gathers family members around, looks around the room, says goodbye to everybody, closes their eyes and dies, and it's very peaceful and very gentle.
Now, there's a thing that happened. It's called an embolism. It's a technical term, and you don't need to know about it.
Let me go get you a doctor.
No, please, just look at me right here.
In the movies, they always die within a matter of moments.
I want you to remember me this way, please.
They go from living to dead in a single scene that takes 30 seconds. Well, in reality, it takes sometimes hours, and it's not pleasant to observe.
They may have some secretions coming out of their mouth or their nose. They may occasionally have a little bit of seizure-type activity or unusual movements. They may lose control of their bowels and bladder and things like that. So those are kind of the practical details that, if the family hasn't been adequately prepared for, may be distressing, and they don't know what to do. And when they don't know what to do, that's when they call 911.
We hide death, don't we, in our culture? We rush people off to die in a hospital rather than die at home. We don't want to see it, and it's one of these things that we just try to not even think about it. And that's what leads to a lack of preparation. Hopefully, this Death with Dignity Act will at least generate, family discussions and conversations that aren't happening now as to what to do when the moment arrives.
And I suppose, the one thing you can say about that is that may be even the closest to what we sort of envision from the movies of the people who gather their family members around them, say goodbye to everybody, and then, by being able to choose the moment and manner of your death, you have a bit more control over those circumstances.
I never quite understood all the opposition to this. I guess I understand, there are some spiritual things that people just don't feel that it's right, but it's not about them, it's somebody else's life. And somebody else's life is their decision, not mine or anybody else's. And I don't have the right to tell somebody else what to do with their life or their death.